hello.
Yeah, it's me.
What? What do you mean you sent him to my office?
We'll stop him. Look, hey, you know, I got enough problems tonight. I got a million tax I got to deal with. Sam, that is going up. Oh, my Lord. I don't feel like dealing with La Sombra. Oh, my God. I think he's at the door. Whoa! Hey, hey, hey! Julio! Just the man I wanted to see!
Keep the small talk, baby. You know exactly why I'm here.
Oh, God dang it, Julio! What do you want? Wait, 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 wait. Let me think about this. You want a chalupa, right? No, 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 no. You don't want chalupa. You want chalupa. You want a burrito! No, okay, okay. Oh, hey, hey, hey! All right, all right, all right. You can't want a raise. It's definitely not a raise. It's definitely not a raise. I know. I'm not speaking your language. Julio, you get a Taco Bell, right, baby?
Is this funny? Is this some kind of joke?
No.
Do I look like I'm here to play games?
No, motherfucker, you almost hit me in the head. Hey, hey, knock it off. Let me tell you something, Mr. Taco Taco Pants on Fire. You coming in breaking up all my stuff in my office? You better think long and hard before your next words come out of your lips. Let me tell you something, Sombra. I am not here.
Where was Miguel? What did you do with
him? Where is Miguel? Well, I don't know where Miguel is. Sombra, relax. I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
Someone called me and said they gave me an opportunity for the world title, but they took Miguel as payoff. You mean to tell me that you don't have anything to do with it?
Damn it, Julio, you're so dang confusing, speaking all your Spanglish, speaky Spanish, Spanito. What's going on? Let's get to the bottom line, boy.
Then why did you sign me in a match for the world title? You hate me.
Oh, my God, is this what this is about, Julio? Look, yes, so what, Julio? I hate you. Everybody knows that I hate that you're inducted back into the Hall of Fame. Everybody knows it's gonna kill me to give you that award at the Night Awards that are coming up later next month. You know what, Julio? I don't book the cards. Hello? Scott Champion handles all those bookings, boy.
Champion?
Yeah, Julio Champion. I don't have anything to do with the bookings anymore. You guys are crazy. I got people coming to my locker room, coming into my office. Are you breaking stuff up, threatening me? I'm a delicate man, Julio. Look. Those were the terms for your returning. I would not book you, remember? That's right. You stay out of my hair, I stay out of yours. That's right, Julio, you might have hair and I might be bald, but the bottom line is, boy, I wasn't involved in booking you in that three-way dance. And you know what? You should be grateful that Champion booked.
Where do I find Scott Champion?
I'm gonna tell you for the last time, Julio, in Spanish and English. I don't know.
You're lying.
Get out of my face, Julio. I said I don't know. He was fired after we put out this last show.
I have to find Miguel. And there's only one way to do that.
What's that supposed to be, Sofa? Where are you going?
I have a match against Mike Morrison and Spectre. And a title shot to win.
Good Lord, he can't. Get me Champion. Yeah. No, I don't want to hire him back. Look. If you don't know where he is, you better find him. That little snake is up to something. And you know what? There's nothing I hate more than a snake.
Wrestling. Done.
Welcome to the sold-out Los Angeles Arena, located right here in the hometown of the former World Heavyweight Champion, Rick Righteous. I'm the Promo Machine, and as you just heard, someone has just bailed out La Sombra's best friend, La Muerte, from his jail cell in Mexico City, Mexico. And apparently, if La Sombra wants any information pertaining to the whereabouts of his best friend, he's gonna have to win tonight's co-main event, and that's a three-way dance between Matt McClain, La Sombra, and the WWA Heavyweight Champion, The Spectre. Folks, it seems like each and every week La Sombra is being challenged by someone or something, and as 2006 continues to rumble on towards our next iPay-per-view, one has to wonder just how long Julio Rodrigo de Hoyas can hold off this vicious group of henchmen that we call our roster. But that's not all we have in store for you tonight. No, it is not, folks, because in addition to Org Lambert putting his newly won TV title on the line against newcomer Arthur Dexter Bradley, Lee Real and Kodiak are going to go head-to-head in tag team action against a crippler Matt McClain and his partner Malik Johnson. Also on the card, in addition to the three-way dance that will crown our number one contender, we will have a main event that has never been done here before in WWE. Hold on to your seats, folks, and hold on to your extreme thirst for blood, because Evil Sam Goddamn Natus, our Triple Extreme Heavyweight Champion, is going to go one-on-one with former World Heavyweight Champion Rick Righteous. And get this, folks, it's going to be held under match-o-tax rules. That means 1,000 tacks will be placed in random bags all around the ringside area, and as an added surprise stipulation to this championship bout, Mr. Mattia has stated that there will also be a few barbed wire-laced beds, both inside and outside the ring. As we speak, Rick Righteous is now protesting the changes in tonight's main event, and is even refusing right now at this point to not wrestle in the bout unless the barbed wire beds are taken completely out of the match. Mr. Batiste is steadfast. He says the barbed wire beds will be in place, and Rick Righteous, if he doesn't wrestle tonight, will be fired from WWE. Get this, folks, as Rick Righteous continues his rant in the back, Sam Natus is trying to get under his skin and has even talked to Mr. Batiste about even adding, get this, more crazy stipulations in hopes of tilting the odds in his favor. Once again, in my opinion, whoever wins this match will certainly not only be the winner when it comes to bragging rights here in this Triple X division, but they will be the leader in hardcore. Folks, if I could pause for just a brief moment, I would like to slow down the pace of the show and thank all our fans, all our WWA loyal fans, for flooding our offices with letters for the family of Derek Cheapshot Parks. It's because of those letters that we've decided to put together this video tribute in honor of one of our most cherished superstars who was taken from our ring before his time. Let's go to the Ovaltron so that we may say goodbye for the very last time to DCP, Derek Cheapshot Parks.
It's all about me, DCP.
Put that middle finger down! You hear me, Mark? Get it up! Fucking you! the game. Woo!